Tattoos have long suffered from the reputation of being the sign of the disreputable. Jane Kaplan takes on that subject in our op-ed of the week. Kaplan is the Marjorie Walter Goodhart Professor of European History at Bryn Mawr College. She's also the editor of Written on the Body, The Tattoo in European and American History, published last year by Princeton University Press.
How come tattoos have had such a bad reputation until recently? And do they really deserve it? When I decided to investigate the history of the tattoo in 19th century Europe, I found out why they got their notorious association with criminals and lowlifes. But I also found some unexpected sides to the story. We know more than you might think about tattooed Europeans 150 years ago, even though they are no longer around to show us their tattoos. The reason for this is that some of their contemporaries were interested enough to study people with tattoos, and we can still read what they wrote on the subject. But these writers were mainly police experts and criminologists. Their agenda was crime control. The tattoos they chose to look at were on criminals, and the story they wanted to tell about them was this. Tattooing, they said, was a primitive practice that had long ago died out in Europe as Christian civilization advanced. But in the 18th century, European sailors, unfortunately, rediscovered the tattoo among Pacific Islanders and brought this exotic art back home. It spread among lower-class people who knew no better, and it became especially popular among unsettled and marginal types. Soldiers, sailors, criminals, prostitutes, people who really didn't belong to respectable society. Some experts argue that all tattooed people were what we would now call congenital criminals, and that their tattoos were signs of their innately degenerate character. Others didn't go quite that far, but they still describe tattoos as primitive and disgraceful. These views help to lock into place the image of the tattoo as a shameful scar that has no place on civilized men and women. But by looking into this history a bit further, you can find intriguing twists that unsettle this inherited image. Tantalizing fragments of evidence suggest that tattooing has been far more at home in European history than we might think. For example, Christian pilgrims to the Holy Land and some other shrines got themselves tattooed with Christian symbols. The boatmen who rowed tourists around the Bay of Naples in the 18th century also sported pious tattoos of crosses and saints. Working men in Europe might declare their pride in their trade with tattoos of its traditional emblems, a hammer and anvil for a smith, for example, or woodworking tools for a carpenter. And in Victorian Britain, tattooing was so popular in the army and navy that it broke through the class barrier. It was quite common for officers to be tattooed, often with the badge of their regiment. Some people hinted that in England, the judge who pronounced sentence was almost as likely to be tattooed as the criminal who faced him in the dock. This kind of evidence suggests that the tattoo can claim to have been part of Europe's heritage for many centuries, and that it reflected many sides of cultural and social life. The tattoo may sit on the surface of our skin, but its history, it seems, lies deeper.
You've been listening to Jane Kaplan, Marjorie Walter Goodhart Professor of European History at Bryn Mawr College and the editor of Written on the Body, The Tattoo in European and American History. This is Talking History.